A federal judge will decide within the next month or two whether to put some parts of North Carolina's sweeping election law on hold. All week in Winston-Salem, the U.S. Justice Department, the NAACP, and other groups tried to convince Judge Tom Schroeder that the changes would deny or curtail African Americans' right to vote. WFAE's Michael Tomczyk covered the hearings in Winston-Salem, which wrapped up yesterday, and he joins us now. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, Kevin.
So what stood out in the closing arguments?
Judge Schroeder, who ultimately is going to have the final say on this, is clearly trying to figure out what kind of precedent he would set if he put some of these changes on hold. The U.S. Justice Department is focusing on three of the changes for now, and those are cutting the early voting period by a week from 17 days down to 10 days, eliminating same-day registration, and no longer counting ballots that are cast in the wrong precinct. And Judge Schroeder, in his questions to the U.S. Justice Department lawyers as they were making their closing arguments and the lawyers for the other plaintiffs, asked about, okay, what will this mean for other states that are similar or that have differences? So Virginia, for example, does not have early voting, does not have same-day registration. Judge Schroeder was asking, you know, if we put these changes on hold here, does that mean that they would be in violation of the Voting Rights Act in Virginia if they don't have these? Mm. What about other states that have a similar history of racial discrimination like North Carolina in the South? Clearly, he's trying to walk through what his ruling would mean for other states.
Okay, so how did the U.S. Justice Department respond?
Lawyers for the Justice Department said that it's not just having early voting or just having same-day registration. They kept coming back to this idea that it's about taking away something that minorities have come to rely on. So in North Carolina, we've gotten to the point where in the past two presidential elections, African-Americans, 70% of all African-American voters voted early in the past two presidential elections, at least in the last presidential election. That compares to about 50% of white voters. So the Justice Department argued that you have clearly shown that African-Americans are disproportionately using these measures. So because of that, it will have a big impact on them. And one of the keys here as well for the Justice Department is that this is helping to address a historical disparity. You know, in the past in North Carolina, African-American turnout has been much lower. It has gotten much better over the past, you know, especially in the past decade, in part because of these things, according to the Justice Department. So that's why this would have such a disproportionate impact, and that is what would make it violate the Voting Rights Act. And just a quick example to give you of how the Justice Department said that you can make cuts without it being a violation. 3 years ago, it cleared Georgia to shorten its early voting period from 45 days down to 21. At that time, Georgia didn't rely on early voting as much. There was broad bipartisan support, including support of African-American legislators to make the change. Mm-hmm. So in that case, the Justice Department said, okay, you can shorten that early voting period. That's fine.
Okay, so let's switch to the state. What were the state's closing arguments?
The state really pushed that what you heard from witnesses all week was mostly speculation and anecdotal evidence. That was something that the state really tried to make a point of. You heard stories about people having a hard time getting to the polls, especially African-Americans. And you heard, you know, these very personal stories, but the state said, okay, these are personal stories. What is the hard evidence before you that shows that, these folks are not going to be able to register if we change registration? These folks are not going to be able to vote in 10 days of early voting instead of in 17 days of early voting. And the state also, the North Carolina's lawyers also pointed to states like Virginia, and pointed out that, okay, so African-American turnout increased in the past two presidential elections there. How do we know that's not just their phrase, the brilliant Obama campaign? How do we know that there aren't other things that are leading to the increase in turnout in North Carolina as opposed to just early voting in itself or same-day registration? And the state's real bottom line here, and this is what its lawyers kept coming back to, is that there's no evidence, as the law is written, that it will prevent someone from voting based on race. So if you look at literally what is in the law, it does not make changes based on race. Of course, the Justice Department and others, they say that, yeah, sure, literally that's true, but they view the effect of the law as something that's going to have a disproportionate impact. And one of the things the state ultimately kind of circled around to is that they said, you know, reasonable people can disagree about voting policies. The place to work that out is in the legislature rather than the courts.
Okay, so when's the judge going to rule?
Within the next month or two, because, you know, the state has to have time to make changes if the judge does make changes before we get to November. And keep in mind that the judge is just ruling on whether to put the changes on hold, not whether they're constitutional. And in order for him to reach this bar of putting them on hold, in legalese, an injunction is called extraordinary relief. So the burden has been on the Justice Department and the other plaintiffs to show that this extraordinary relief is necessary. And if it is, obviously that could tell you a little bit about how the case could go next summer when the full thing is tried. But if it's not, you know, if these changes still hold in November, that doesn't necessarily also mean that, you know, there won't be a legitimate challenge when this whole thing goes to trial next summer. And then also Judge Schroeder could, he has options. I mean, he could put just some of the changes on hold, he could put all of them on hold, or he could let them go.
All right, just about 20 seconds here, Michael. Remind us how photo ID fits into all of this.
So that is also one of the changes the Justice Department says is discriminatory, but photo ID does not kick in until 2016 in North Carolina. So that was not part of the trial this week.
All right, WFAE's Michael Tomczyk. Thank you very much, Michael.
Thank you.